Hey, Dutch Sheets here. Looking forward to sharing a few things with you today. As you know, I'm always listening and keeping my ear to, hopefully, Holy Spirit, to stay tuned into what he's saying to America. That's my number one assignment, is this nation. And ultimately, to see a third great awakening for America and the greatest awakening around the world that we have ever seen. I believe we are in the early stage of this great revival, and that it will result in the greatest harvest of souls that the earth has ever seen. I believe God has told me at least a billion, I mean, my interpretation is at least a billion souls saved. That's the number I heard, billion. Some people say, no, it's 2 billion. Well, I'll take that. But I believe more than millions, I believe a billion or more souls will be saved in this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Today, I want to respond to a series of dreams that have been circulating over the last few days from a brother in Kentucky who feels like the Lord has shown him what is coming in America. And I've been getting a lot of questions about it. And since this dream has much of a bearing on whether or not we see this harvest and what God is going to do in America, I feel like it's important for me to respond to this. I know others have responded, and I respect their thoughts and opinions. These are simply mine, and all of us have to listen and see what resonates in our spirit. First, I'm not going to mention the brother's name. It's not my purpose to be critical of him in any way or set myself up in a position of authority to be his judge in any way. I do believe that this man is probably a good man. I have no reason to believe he's not a good pastor and a man with good intentions. So when I disagree with him at certain points, it's not meant to be any kind of an indictment against his character or his motives. We are simply told in Scripture to judge things of this matter. We're supposed to submit things to, when we get a prophetic word, other prophets are supposed to judge that prophetic word. And we're supposed to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. So to me, this is not any kind of a judging of the man's character, heart, or intent. This is simply my opinion or judgment of some of the things that he has said. He's had a series of four dreams, I believe it is, two quite a while back and then two recently. They began in December of last year and then picked up again very recently. But he dreamed of the what would obviously be the COVID virus, and also of the riots that have been occurring in America. And it would seem that he was pretty accurate in that. The most recent dream, two of them actually, that were on consecutive nights, take things to another level and basically say that, and the only interpretation I can get in what he's saying is that America, as we know, will be destroyed by this November. He said he saw Russian and Chinese troops in the streets of Washington, D.C., rounding up people, UN troops assisting them. He described what it could only be complete anarchy, a complete financial collapse in our nation, and then associated with the end times, that the Antichrist is alive now. And so it is filtered through, his interpretation is filtered through where he feels we are eschatologically. He encourages people to store up food and supplies of that nature, and even guns and ammunition. I don't know if that was to ward off the foreign troops or rioters or people coming wanting food and if to take any supplies that we might have. But he encouraged people to store up food and water and silver and gold, and because he feels like the dollars will be worthless, and guns and ammunition. And then he gives a phrase throughout the entire presentation that he feels like God has been speaking to him. And the phrase is, brace yourself for these things. So I've been asked by numerous people what I believe about this and if it's the Lord. And let me just start by saying the prophetic, and including dreams and visions, can be at times difficult to interpret. I believe a person can have a dream even from God and not have the interpretation. Personally, the person that had the dream not have the interpretation. Also, you know, certain things, timings and things that are seen in a dream could be for now, for later. Of course, in his dreams, he feels like God showed him on the calendar when these things would take place. He believes the last one about America being taken over will have its climactic really happening in November of 2020 this year. I caution people often when a dream is being given to me. You need to be very careful in how you interpret it. I typically spend days praying over, thinking about dreams that are sent to me, or on the rare occasion that I have a God dream, a prophetic dream. I take days and sometimes weeks to process meanings, symbolic meanings. And I also get the opinion and consult with other prophets and leaders that I run with, people that God has put in my life. I often send the dream to people I trust. Again, some are prophets, some are just prophetic people with a lot of wisdom. I always, and by the way, most of these that I consult with are people that God has given a national calling. They have national authority. They are recognized as prophetic leaders, and they have a proven track record. I think all of these things are important. I think it's very dangerous to try and interpret some dreams that are significant enough in scope and meaning. It's very dangerous to try to interpret those just by myself. So I seek for the wisdom that comes through a multitude of counselors, and I submit these things to other leaders. I've done that with these set of dreams, by the way, even though they weren't given to me or sent to me directly. I've spoken with several of my prophetic friends and apostolic leaders and asked what they think about these. So I think it's always a little dangerous to not do that. I don't know if this man has a circle of people that he did this with or not, but that's always important when it comes to interpreting dreams. The other thing that I would say is very important to know is, and that is that there can be a real mixture that creeps into prophecy, revelation, even biblical revelation, dreams, visions. And what I mean by mixture is that we can receive something that is truly from the Lord, from Holy Spirit, and before we are finished with the dream or the vision or what we believe is a revelation from the Lord, we can be tainting that, I would say is a good word, with our own thoughts, our own subconscious, our own theology, our own beliefs. It is not always easy. In fact, sometimes it's very difficult to judge between soul and spirit. And the best example, one of the best anyway, in Scripture is Peter, the apostle, the follower of Christ, the disciple of Christ. And in Matthew 16, one minute he is receiving what the Lord refers to as an incredible, great revelation, even uses the revelation as a launch point for his declaration of building the church, which the gates of hell won't prevail against, and giving us the keys of the kingdom, binding, loosing. And yet within minutes, Peter is rebuking Jesus, and Jesus rebukes him by saying, "Get behind me, Satan," implying that that revelation did not come from heaven, but came from Satan. It's a very strong warning for us that we can think, indeed, we can be hearing from heaven, and yet in our humanness, within a very, very short time, even in the same few minutes, we can be now hearing from Satan or demons who are injecting thoughts to us, or even our own thinking. And so these are just some general things that I think about when I'm trying to interpret dreams or words from the Lord. I always think about these things. I always get wise counsel when they are of a significant nature. And I always question myself. Sometimes I spend hours over days, sometimes weeks, pondering with the Lord and praying, "Lord, refine this. Show me what is of you. Show me where my own thoughts got in this. Show me when my dream shifted from being from you to then my own subconscious started injecting things here." All of these things are important for us to think about. So having said that, without going into all the details of the dreams that this brother shares and analyzing them in a lot of detail, I just want to cut to the chase and say, I do not believe that America is going to be destroyed this November. I do not believe we will be under the control or rule of Russian, Chinese, UN troops. I do not believe that there will be a financial collapse of the nature that he speaks of, and that this is the beginning of the Antichrist rule coming to the earth. I just don't believe these things. What I do believe is that America is on a path of rejecting God and his ways that could lead to that over time if something doesn't happen to stop our decline into apostasy and rejecting God and his ways. I do believe that in our future that could happen. Theoretically, I believe that. And I believe that with our rejection of God and his ways and our shedding of innocent blood, abortion, other things that we could talk about, that most definitely we are on a path that could spell at some point in the future the end of America as we know it. I do not believe that's going to happen, at least not anytime soon, because I believe a remnant of the church is praying and doing what God has told us to do. I do not believe that all of the body of Christ needs to be on fire and interceding for the nation or for anywhere for that matter in order for God to move. He has always moved through a remnant and always been willing to. He is much more excited about forgiving, giving grace and mercy than he is giving judgment, bringing judgment. In fact, I've said this many times, most of the judgment that comes to us is not a direct judgment from God, but the built-in reaping of sin. He says very clearly to Israel in Scripture, when you do these things, you will be blessed. When you do the opposite and break covenant with me, these are the things that will take place. God does not have to send judgment to us in order for us to receive judgment. If we do certain things, he says, this will be the result. And so, you know, I believe that you know, we have been on a track that could bring those judgments, but at the same time, God, who is always wanting to extend mercy and redeem, has been calling the nation to repent, prayer, and there has been a remnant of believers that has diligently responded to this. There have been millions of prayers for mercy and for revival and a turning to come to our nation. There have been thousands, I would venture to say hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that have fasted and cried out to God. This has not been one or two. This has been millions of prayers and humbling ourselves and doing what God says in Scripture. And the signs that I have been seeing and sensing in my spirit are absolutely that God is hearing, that these are being effective, and that we are moving toward this third great, great awakening and harvest. And the prophets that I am connected with would say the same thing, and there are quite a few of them. And the dreams that they are receiving are not that we are, that our days as a nation are coming to an end and we're going to be destroyed and taken over by someone else. What they see is a great turnaround, and that God is willing to give us mercy. And I could share dreams and I could share prophetic words that reinforce this. And I believe, that God is not finished with America, and I believe he needs America. I believe that we are the only thing holding back forces of darkness that want to take over the world, forces of evil, communism, other philosophies that want to, and religions that want to take over. And it would completely upset and destroy the world, basically, if there was not a free America, because we are the only thing standing in the way of these evil forces. And we are such a great part of what God wants to do in this harvest that's coming, that He is not only willing to forgive and to bring mercy and to bring this revival, he wants to and needs to. And I am quite confident that that is where we're heading. Having said that, I'm not saying that there's not going to be another wave of the COVID virus. There may be. I do believe that we will come through it, and just like we have other viruses and flu seasons, I believe that we will come through it and be strong. I believe that much of the fear and the response to it is political, frankly. I do believe that there are those that need to pay close attention to it and take measures. Those that are elderly and have other conditions, they need to take precautions, just like they would with any disease or flu season. But the overreaction to it, to shut down the economy and keep fear operating, I believe some of that is political, to try and use it against the president and defeat him in November. The riots, I think they could continue. I think what this brother saw in his dreams about cities on fire and some of the unrest that he described, I think it absolutely could continue for a season. And he saw it go to another level in November. Well, I think if President Trump is reelected, and I think he will be, I pray that he is, I think rioting could continue and increase. But do I believe it will go to the level of a civil war and that it will allow other nations to take us over? No, I don't. The thing that disturbs me about a word like this, and the thing, frankly, that concerns me a little about some of the responses I've heard, is that I just don't hear enough talk about God sending this outpouring of His Spirit to our nation and the nations. I have been saying for 25 years, maybe more, that America is on a path of destruction and that we're bringing it on ourselves and we're rejecting our hope, our only hope, which is God and our source and our strength. I've been saying this because I've been stating unequivocally, there's an incredible war taking place for the soul of our nation, because the destiny on America is so spiritual. Our destiny is all about God's purposes in the earth. That doesn't mean we've done everything perfectly. It doesn't mean that we're flawless and haven't had injustice, that sort of thing. It simply means that God has raised up this nation to be a voice of freedom. And more importantly, the gospel, that we have become the number one source of trumpeting the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom around the world. And that is our destiny. And that as we have moved away from that destiny, I've been saying it's because of this war for the soul, the purpose, the destiny of a nation. And that I've also been saying the only hope for us, therefore, is a revival, a great awakening that will return us to our biblical spiritual roots. It's not just so we can prosper, it's so that we can fulfill our destiny as a nation. And God wants us to do that. And I've been saying, if we will pray and do what He says, not Washington, D.C., but the church, a remnant even of the church, God is going to be able to bring this third great awakening and save us. That's the only thing that will save us. The only thing that will cause our nation to become healthy again is a spiritual revival. The only thing that will eradicate the lawlessness and the rebellion will be changed hearts. The only thing that will fully turn America toward life is a revival of the heart, salvation. And that's the only thing that will cause a nation to begin to want to know and care about what God says. What does the Bible say? For the most part, America doesn't care what the Bible says right now. There are millions of us who do, but certainly there are as many or more who do not have a biblical worldview. Even if they say they believe the Bible, they really don't demonstrate that. You know, the Bible is something to look at and maybe even for some people honor or say, well, yeah, I believe it, but do they live based on it? Is that their worldview? Well, for the most part, majority of Americans, it isn't. And especially the younger Americans today, they've been indoctrinated in colleges, universities that are so liberal and anti-Christ in their ideologies that the 30-somethings on down do not believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God any longer. So something has to happen to change that. Something has to happen to awaken the conscience of a nation. Something has to happen in the heart to cause people to once again want to say, "I, what does God think? What does he say? What does his word say?" We have to get back to that. Nothing will do that other than a great, great revival, a third great awakening. So everything that needs to happen in America is hinging on whether or not we get this. And the reason the left fights Trump and the church and scripture and biblical morality, the reason they fight these things so much is that they don't want the America that we want. They don't want the destiny I just described to you. They're into globalism. They're into polytheism, many gods and many religions. They don't want the Judeo-Christian belief system that this nation was founded on. That's not where they are. And so the momentum that they had achieved for decades, 50, 60 years, through the courts and unrighteous and unholy laws and drifting away from God, all of that momentum, they are seeing stop. Even just the life issues. And even though President Trump is not a Bible-thumping radical believer, many of his beliefs line up with those morals and Christian ethics. I know that they haven't all of his life, but now they do. And the left and the deep state and the globalists hate what he's trying to do. His stand America first, I would not say put us first in a selfish way, but he's trying to say we must maintain our liberty and our freedom and think for ourselves and rule ourselves, not jump in with the globalists who want a new world order. And the left hates this, and they hate our biblical stand and our morality stand and our life stand. And when they, as they have seen their momentum halted somewhat, they've gone ballistic. And I'm not at all saying they know this, but much of their motivation is from spiritual powers. There are principalities and powers and evil forces that are trying to rule this nation, take over this nation, and they have influenced greatly the dogmas, philosophies, beliefs of the left and the liberals. And these spirits are irate. So they are opposing this revival, and they're opposing what our president is doing, and they want him overthrown, and they want their progress to continue. And so I said all that to say I won't be surprised if the riots continue and the violence continues. I believe that it could very well continue, but it will not destroy us. It won't last forever, and it won't destroy us, and it won't stop what God wants to do, nor will the Chinese or the Russians or the UN. We will remain free, and we will recapture our destiny, and we will see this great harvest, even though it may be in the midst of some turmoil and travail. So I'm very, very confident of that. And I'm not, again, our interpretation of what is happening in the earth and in our nation must be filtered through what God is saying. And he is saying, I'm sending this revival. I'm sending this awakening. If you will continue to pray, I will do this. I think all promises from God are conditional. And I think we have to respond in a certain way in order to receive those promises. So I think we have to pray and we have to do what he says as a remnant of believers in order for him to be able to do these things. But I see that is happening with the praying church. And again, he only needs a remnant to do that. So I believe that God is going to come and save this nation. I've been sent many dreams from trusted prophetic voices that God is coming to save America. And I have received dreams as recently as the last couple of days, reinforcing this, that God is coming to save America. I've also received dreams recently about a tsunami coming to this nation that could be bad. And yet in the dream, spiritual leaders stood up and began to decree against the evil. And it stopped, and what resulted was good. So I believe, you know, in the dreams that I feel like come from God are laced with hope, and they're laced with if we pray, this evil can be averted and this can be stopped. And here's what God wants to do. Embrace what he wants to do and pray and cry out for that. And I've all, by the way, I've had probably three dreams given to me in this last one a couple of years ago, the others within the last few months, about President Trump stating things that essentially come down to keep praying that God will restore us to the ancient path or to our foundations or to the what he established at the beginning. In other words, our destiny. So these credible prophets sending me these dreams are not saying it's all over. They're saying, keep praying. This is what God wants to do. This is what he is doing. Don't give up on this. And so my bottom line word to you is, I believe there could be another round of COVID. I believe we will weather it. I believe we shouldn't shut things down again, that America will be fine if we don't, that we should not allow our economy to be destroyed because of this. We just need to take appropriate action based on our age and our physical condition. I believe that the rioting is and the violence is, by the way, I don't believe it's all based on peaceful, even aligned with the peaceful protesters. I believe there's another element out. What I'm trying to say is that they are not really after justice, even racial equality. I believe there's an element that has come into this that is absolutely to upset the nation in a way that harms us, not helps us, and that much of it is politically motivated now to try and hurt the president. And I think, again, some of it is to interrupt life in a way that sends the nation into fear and brings anarchy and chaos rather than righteous and just change. So I believe some of that will continue. But I say to you, if we pray and if we declare what God says over this nation, that too will stop. I believe that healing and racial harmony can come to America in this season. It won't come through the violence and the riots. It'll come through sound, wise voices that speak up from all of the races and begin to bring healing and harmony. I believe that America is ready to move forward in a positive way in issues of injustice. one of them being the racial issues. But I don't believe that most of America is racist. I don't believe that most of the police forces are racist. I believe that some racism still exists in our nation, but we can move forward and even overcome that. But I don't believe it's predominantly the case that for the most part, white people are racist and that there needs to be this violence in order to bring the change we need, and that we need to defund and end policing as we know it. I believe that's all a ploy to upset the nation and bring violence and chaos and anarchy. So I believe if we continue to pray that God is going to bring solutions to these things, heal the nation. And I believe much of that will happen through this revival that's coming. My appeal to the church is keep crying out for revival. Keep praying for an outpouring of Holy Spirit. That's what will bring peace. That's what will bring harmony. That's what will bring love in a way that overcomes all of these barriers and the violence and the anger. You know, we have made decisions for 50 years that have hurt many people. And some of those decisions have created poverty, and they've created ghettos and gangs and the some of the violence and anger we see have been a result of bad decisions. But God can heal that, and God can turn that, and revival will do that. I'm not just talking about the kind of revival that gets a few people saved. I'm talking about a level of awakening that transforms the thinking of a nation, culture. I believe God has positioned the church in this hour to steward a revival in a way that impacts our culture and brings healing to nations, literal healing to nations. I believe that's what's coming. And so I am saying to the praying church, do not be alarmed at these words that are coming. You know, take seriously the fact that there may be more unrest, but just continue to decree and pray for this revival, this awakening, for an overshadowing and hovering of Holy Spirit over our land. We are not going to be taken over by Russia, China, the UN. This is not going to happen, at least not anytime in the near future. We are going to move into a reset, and the turnaround spiritually will continue, and a third great awakening, great, 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 greatest awakening is coming to our nation and coming to the nations of the earth. Don't look for the Antichrist right now. Don't do that. That's not where we are. Do not get caught up in that. This is a time to keep your focus on Christ and what he's doing, not what evil is doing. So I leave you with that. I just want to bring peace to you and say, get rid of the fear. Just keep crying out for revival and this awakening that's coming. Be proactive. Be a part of the solution. Be a part of what God wants to do. He wants to send awakening and blessing and mercy. And if we continue to cry out to him, we are going to see that. So bless you. I love this nation. I love all of you. And I just say again, keep praying. We're going to overcome, and we're going to see God turn this nation around.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from Dutch Sheets Ministries. If you would like more information about us, or if you've been impacted by this podcast and would like to sow into the ministry, please visit our website at dutchsheets.org.